It's time. So thank you very much to Johannes Bechberger. He will be speaking about Python 3.12 new monitoring and debugging API. For those who were in the previous talk, there was a brief about the profiling features. Johannes is a JVM developer working on profilers at SAP. He also writes blogs about profiling and debugging topics. Thank you very much.
Thank you for introducing me. Before we start, I want to introduce you to the concept of debugging, because I'm sure nobody of you have ever debugged. So the first bug that was like found was in the 50s when they found a moth that was in between their relays, and it made zip and the whole system like crashed, because like in the olden days you had relays. Ed Skadaiska once wrote, if debugging is the process of removing software bugs, then programming must be the process of putting them in. As I'm sure all of you are doing lots of programming, I'm sure you're also doing lots of debugging. So that's why we're here. So consider this example program. It's called a counter program. It just counts the lines in this example in itself, and it returns zero. And we're like, why? So that's a problem, because the file actually has 26 lines. So let's look at the code. If you glance at the code, make this shortly so you don't see what it's about. But the idea is we use a debugger for this, because debuggers are great to understand our system. And the cool thing is now with the new APIs that we get in Python 3.12, writing debuggers is far easier and far faster, as I show you in the following. I'm Johannes Bechberger, as you already heard. I work at Submachine, which is the third biggest contributor to the OpenJDK, which is like the major Java runtime. And I started talking to people about Python because I also like Python, and it's a bit easier to VM than JVM. The question is now, why do we need a monitoring and debugging API? Because like I'm from the Java world, and in Java we haven't built in debugging API. So we have the ability to set breakpoints, to ask for values, to walk the stack and have everything. But in Python, does the Python interpreter know about the concept of breakpoints? So because I'm here. Not only, but with a few here. Who of you thinks that the Python interpreter knows about the concept of breakpoints? Please raise your hand. And two of you thinks it doesn't know about the concept of breakpoints. Okay. It's a trick question. Of course, no, because otherwise it wouldn't be asking this question. So it doesn't know anything about breakpoints, which is not a bad thing. So any ideas how we could implement it? So the first idea that came to my mind was like, we have this code. This is actually the code that was part of the counterpile. So the idea was we just place in front of every line a debugging statement, like a debug method that we define somewhere. The idea is simply put, in this debug method we check, are we currently at a breakpoint in this fallen line? And if yes, we open some kind of debugging shell. If you've ever used PDB before, that's essentially what, so it's the PDB shell that we could be opening. But the question is, how get we get this file in line? And the easy answer is, we have this get frame method. It has an underscore, and the important thing is it has an underscore because it's kind of a C Python implementation detail, which is great, because it's pretty slow in PyPy. So yeah, but we have to live with it, because that's the only way we can like walk the stack. We've seen before that we can do some eBPF stuff, which is nice, but usually most debuggers don't do it. So the idea is, here we have our stack, on the bottom is like the main, and then concurrent lines is code line, and then our debug method. And essentially what we do, we can ask get frame, the zero frame, that's the top frame, because we're currently in the debugging method, and so we ask it for the frame one, and also get it from the other frames, and essentially what we can get is get information on like which are the local variables, which is the file name, which is the line number, and such. And that's quite nice, because this allows us to easily implement the debugging shell, because we can just open the shell that contains these locals. And so that's how we implement our first debugging method. And it's nice and it works. And we can even write some basic debuggers with it. The problem is we want to automate this because we don't want to put this DBG statement in front of everything. So how do we do this? And first I'm going to tell you about the pre-3.12 way so you know the pain points of debugger developers here. The pre-3.12 way was the way of sys.settrace, which was an arcane way to do it, but the idea is essentially we pass it a handler and this handler is called multiple times. Essentially, this handler gets parsed the frame type, the frame, and an event type, which could be like call line return or exceptional opcode, and it would be called regular time. So when we then register it, we register a specific handler, and this handler then is called at every call. So every time the method called call line is in call, it's called, and every time then also a method is called line that is used here is called. And that's nice, but we want to know more. We want to know also, we want to get a handler on every line. So what we do, we can return from this handler an inner handler that's called for every line, and this has the same signature. So the idea is we essentially implement our debugger here by not using like our writing manually here with the DBT, but just setting an inner handler. This is called at every line. And that's quite nice because it works, but you might expect, I'll show later, it's quite slow. But it's okay. We can even go to the opcode level, to the bytecode level in the here. But the problem is, and the question here is, do we need a line event for every function? Because we know when we set a breakpoint somewhere, we only need to like set a breakpoint, set, we only need to like check the lines there. But for example, consider that we have here this count call lines, and our user decides that he adds a breakpoint when we in is code line. So it's a breakpoint also and is code line, and he in is code line decides, hey, I want to add a breakpoint into code code lines. The problem is when we haven't passed like a inner handler to the method here for count count lines, we can't enable line tracing for count count lines. So we have to enable it for every line of our whole application, which is kind of a mess. So this is slow. So there are multiple ideas how to improve this, and one of the best ideas, and if you're a Python developer, you should do this, if you're a Python core developer, is to add a new API. And this API is called Python, and this API is defined in the PEP 669, and it's really, really cool. And the cool thing is also that this PEP is written in a style that you can easily digest. I come from the Java world. This is not always the case with the Java PEP, so I'm with the JEP, so I'm quite happy that Python does things a little bit better. So the JEP is called Low Impact Monitoring for CPython, and hopefully other runtimes will support it in the future. And it's there since October. So the idea here is that we have more fine-grained support, that we learn from the lessons that like having to enable the line handlers for every line is probably not the best thing. So typically when we develop, when we use this PEP, we define some shortcuts here in the top. So we don't want to write sys.monitoring all the time because that's where the monitoring functions live. So we call it mon and the events. It's also a bit long, so we call it mon.events. And then we have to assign it the tool ID. So the idea is that you can have multiple tools that are registered here. And for each tool we register